Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. The first thing I want to say is thank you to John Sapper for starting my week with a loud laugh for his comments on earthquake reactions. I'm also old and pretty much wheelchair-bound, and I can just picture myself trying to lock and roll, so to speak. I also want to say goodbye to my friend Jim Roscoe, with whom I have been barbershop singing for these many years. So long, Jim. It was good to know you. My wife and I grocery shop together. I ride the electric cart and get the low stuff, and she gets the high-up stuff. So, as I rolled down the soft drink aisle, I saw some cream soda. It took me back about 65 years when I spent my summers on my grandparents' wheat farm in southern Idaho. My grandma was a postmaster for the wide spot in the road called Roy, Idaho. She kept 2.5 gallon cartons of ice cream in the freezer in the cellar for selling ice cream cones on the hot summer days, and bottles of sodas in the fridge for the same thing. I loved the cream soda, so I bought some to see if it tasted the same. Well, it was cold and wet, but not the same. I still like it, though. I loved those days on the farm. I learned to drive a pickup, the tractor, and the 2-ton truck we hauled the hay on. And when harvest time came, I hauled the wheat from the combine in the field to the silo at the homestead. We would get up at 5 o'clock to milk, and if the cows didn't come when Grandpa called them, we'd hop on a little white mare named Fuzzlenuts and go and bring them in. I don't know where the name Fuzzlenuts came from, but she was a nice little mare, and when you headed for home, you had better be hanging on, because nothing would stop her. I wouldn't trade those years on the farm for anything. First of all, I got to know my grandparents and uncles, and, as I said, learning to drive at 11 years old, and even as a kid, learning about farm life and the things that made financial and other business sense. I also enjoyed Dave Douglas' comments on the election proposition. I try not to go into politics here because no matter what you say, you're going to upset someone, but Donald Trump's saying that the election is rigged and he won't accept the results made me remember something I heard many years ago about the Electoral College. It was designed for a time when communications were simple and far apart. Now someone says something in Washington, D.C., and they know it in San Diego in an instant. Friday night, the Eureka Chamber Music Series presents the Verona String Quartet at Calvary Lutheran Church, across from Alice Burney School, south in Prospect Streets. Come and enjoy the evening. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.